You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
The border crisis continues to get worse. March 29th, 2021. A new survey shows that 60% of adults oppose the chaos we're having at the border. 3 out of 5 Americans disapproving of President Joe Biden's handling of the crisis. That's according to an Ipsos poll for ABC. I'm surprised the number's not higher. But at least it's high at that point. You think it would mean anything to them? 3 out of 5 Americans don't like what he's doing down there. Keep in mind that they're claiming that we're doing everything right. We're taking care of the children. No, they're not. We're going to get into that in more detail. And they point out, of course, that when it comes to dealing with some of this, some of it now is on the hands of VP Kamala Harris. You remember last week, Joe Biden gave her a directive. You remember that? Think back on that. He basically said that he was going to direct Harris to get the Mexican Central American governments to forcibly block poor migrants moving towards the U.S. Well, that's exactly what Trump had been working out in the past and had in place until Biden canceled it. But in this case, with Kamala, she is not reacting the way Biden apparently directed her. It's March 24th. He told her that she was going to be handling that and moving forward. And then on Friday, her press secretary redefined the request, saying the president asked the vice president to take on the diplomatic effort with Mexico and countries in the Northern Triangle. And then saying there are many reasons that move these folks to make this dangerous journey. And just watching that, Ken Cuccinelli, former Homeland Security chief under Donald Trump, said this is an amazing dismissal by a vice president of what the president told her to do, a vice president being told to do, in public fashion. She's not just there to be VP. I pointed that out numerous times, and we're not even sure Biden is the president at this point. And all the concern about COVID across our nation, Fauci saying it's too early to drop the mask mandates, you need to keep them in, and we may have another round and this and that coming. New data from Mexico indicates the death toll in that country is far higher than previously reported. They're jumping at nearly a 60% increase from what we had been told. Now they're figuring that something like 300,000, 320,000 have died of COVID in Mexico. And we already know that many of those coming across the border, either they're not being tested, or if they are tested, they're found to have COVID, and we go ahead and let them go forward. And of the children in these camps, 10% minimum have been found to have COVID. If there's an outbreak of COVID in Texas where they drop the mask mandate, you're going to have to blame the Biden administration allowing illegals to come in not properly tested or treated. And watch this. This is something coming on the horizon. Rutgers University now stepping forward and saying, if you're going to be attending a class in person our 2021 semester, you will have to prove you've had a COVID-19 vaccination or you're not going to be allowed to get in. And, of course, the Georgia governor the other day signed an election bill to strengthen voting rules in the Georgia state, part of it establishing photo ID requirements for absentee voters. And here comes Georgia Senator Warnock, Democrat, saying all of this is an effort to suppress the vote. And we have activist groups and pro sports MLB activists and with the PGA pushing to boycott the state of Georgia because they ran through such a rule. On voter ID, there's a new survey out, a Rasmussen report, that finds 75% of likely U.S. voters believe you should have to show an ID. Something before you vote. 75%. Now we'll see if they actually end up enforcing it. Hey, that's that big shipping container stuck in the Suez Canal. They're finally getting it to move. With the high tide and several tugs pulling at it, they were able to move it around because it had been lodged right in the center, something like 300 to 400 ships on either side waiting to get through. You're looking at hundreds of billions of dollars already lost or will be lost. We've got at least 100 million more stuck right now, and we don't know when all of them will get through and what it's going to do for the future. It was not funny. Somebody's got some splaining to do.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, priced $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before. I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Many Democrats like to pretend their open border policies are somehow humane. There is nothing humane about what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are doing at the border. They're subjecting kids to horrific abuse. They're endangering their lives in a pandemic by keeping them locked up in cages right on top of each other. And then they're releasing illegal aliens into the United States who are testing positive for COVID at a rate 7 times higher than the U.S. population. This is a humanitarian crisis, it is a health crisis, and it's a national security crisis.
And it is exactly going to infect the rest of our country. We're trying to come out of the COVID crisis. This is not helping. The Biden administration allowing the illegals to come in and then roam about our country as they will, even if they've been tested positive, they're not holding them, they're letting them go. The only ones they're holding have been the kids. Now, they will tell you, oh, we're returning a lot of them. No, they're not. They would give you figures that we're returning a lot, but even if you believe their figures, let's just say that they're returning 40% of them, 40%. And I think that's a big stretch. And I'll give you a good example. The Washington Post reported the other day that officials at the Department of Homeland Security expect roughly 500,000 to 800,000 migrants to arrive as part of a family group during the fiscal year that ends in September. So they're looking at still more to come, 500,000, 800,000 more. And all these extra facilities they've been supposedly building, they are, quote, more cages, as they were referred to during the Trump administration, the same ones that Obama had used. Now some of them are just either plexiglass or sheets of plastic separating. But then they're overcrowding that. They've got kids shoved in at a tighter area than they should be if you're really serious about the COVID concern. Now, Senator Ted Cruz led some other senators down to the border over the last weekend and going into the weekend. And he said, when I look at what I see and what we saw with those kids, he has to ask the question, where are all those who were so concerned about the children when Trump was in charge?
I've been to the border many, many times. It is the worst that I've ever seen it. It is a full-blown crisis. Last month, the month of February, we had over 100,000 illegal aliens crossing over. Roughly 30,000 of them were unaccompanied minors, kids. And just today, the Biden administration has over 16,000 children in custody. We went and toured the Biden cages. You know, for 4 years, we heard Democrats in the media talking about kids in cages under President Trump. Joe Biden has built more cages. The cages are bigger and they're more full. The Donna facility, where that video you just showed was taken, the Donna facility is this giant tent city that they've built. It's massive. It's designed to hold 1,000 people, but under COVID restrictions, its capacity is 250. It right now has over 4,000 people in it. It is at a 1,500% capacity.
Does that sound like that's a good idea? Of course not. If Trump were still in office and we were having this kind, well, first of all, we wouldn't have this surge because many of those at the border have openly admitted we came because Trump is no longer president and Biden said we could. And I still don't know who made up all those Biden let us in shirts that were being worn by many of the illegals coming across the beginning. And Biden is not changing his policy. The best he did was try to appoint Kamala the other day to spearhead a meeting between the Mexican government and the Northern Triangle countries, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, and get them all to work together to stop the migration out of Central America, which is what Trump had in place. He had already worked that out with the Mexican president and with Central American countries. And you hear the Democrats say, well, Trump cut off the funding for those Central American countries, so all these people are fleeing the poverty. I understand that, but 2 points. You don't come into this country simply because you're fleeing poverty. You must be declaring asylum, or you have gone through the legal process. And the other point being, yeah, he took the money off. He cut it off. He admits he did that. He said the other day when Pelosi pointed that out, he said, I agree with her. For once, I agree. She's right. I did cut it off because we don't know where the money was going. It's just being dumped in there, and who knows who was getting it. It was certainly not the poor. It never will be. It will never be that way in dictatorships. Those at the top, we get everything, and the rest of you, too bad you're a peon. I told you in news and commentary a moment ago that 3 out of 5 Americans, according to a new Ipsos poll for ABC, when asked, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling the situation with migrants and unaccompanied children showing up at the U.S.-Mexico border? With that question, 3 out of 5 said, disprove, disapprove, we don't like it. 60% of them opposing what is clearly chaos at the border. If they're stuffing folks in at a 1,500 capacity, and we're talking about the kids. Again, I have yet to see any Democrat go down there and talk about how bad it is. They should be demanding better, but they've got a Democrat in the White House, and they control both houses of Congress. They want to act like we've got it all under control. James J. Carafano, you know, we have on here from time to time, a heritage expert on Homeland Security, wrote a piece the other day that got published as an opinion piece on Fox, and it basically said that Trump's border policy was not partisan, it was realistic. It was realistic, and I agree fully with him. But it was considered partisan because Trump made that decision. So now the Biden administration is realizing, that was a realistic plan. And the question I'm raising, how are they going to be able to spin this as a backtrack? And certainly I hope they do. I hope they do, but they're going to have to find a way to backtrack and say, well, we're doing what we should be doing. And they're going to have to return to everything Trump was doing, maybe with a few minor modifications so it doesn't look like exactly the same. but they've got to keep up. It's got to be Trump's issue and Trump's problem, and we are doing it better. No, you're not. First thing you did was kill the Trump, stay in Mexico policy. Secondly, you basically said the border's open. Come on, we'll take care of you. And then you try and say, well, don't come yet. We're not ready yet. They're not getting that message when they see these pictures coming across. And keep in mind, while we're told in this nation to lock down, wear a mask, can't do this without a mask, and who knows what other requirements are going to be placed on you, if there will have to be a vaccine documentation before you can, I told you, Rutgers University in news and commentary already imposing it. Students going to that school are going to have proof of a vaccination within recent time. How's it going to end up going for public schools? And yet we continue to allow illegals to come across that are either not tested or probably are carrying COVID. And again, the numbers out of Mexico, we are now being told they have not given us a true picture. There are probably 320,000 deaths in Mexico due to COVID. They were way underreporting. That's a 60% increase from what they had told us. There's no doubt that many coming across the border right now have been exposed to COVID, whether or not they're carrying it or not. But we're not doing a good job of checking on them. Of course, we're certainly not vetting if they might be a terrorist. And if they're a kid showing up and they have a phone number in their pocket, we just go ahead and call. We call the number that's on there and they say, yeah, it's a relative. Send them to me. We'll take care of them. Is anybody really going to make sure that that's a true relative and not a den of pedophiles waiting for children to be smuggled to them? I'll come back to that in a moment. Let me focus again on the COVID issue. If the Democrats are that concerned about COVID, and we all should be, I agree it's an issue. And I'm going to have a personal story at the end of this hour I'm going to share with you. And it's a painful story, but I need to share it because some of you have been asking, why do I take the stance I do? And now that some of you know this story, you're asking, so are you going to change your opinion on things? I'll deal with that at the end of the hour. But Senator Cruz said, when we were there on the border and saw these kids at 1,500% capacity, I want to pick that part up again. You'll hear some of that and hear exactly how close these kids are.
And the Donna facility is this giant tent city that they've built. It's massive. It's designed to hold 1,000 people, but under COVID restrictions, its capacity is 250. It right now has over 4,000 people in it. It is at a 1,500% capacity, and that meant you saw in these cages children, little boys and little girls, side by side. They're not 6 feet apart. They're not 3 feet apart. They're not even 6 inches apart. They're lying on the floor. There are no beds. They're lying on the floor side by side. They're covered with aluminum foil emergency blankets. And in that facility, the children there are testing positive for COVID at roughly a 10% rate. So they're locking them in these cages where COVID in a pandemic is a real risk. It is inhumane. It is unconscionable. And it's the direct result of the political decisions that Joe Biden has made.
Yeah, but you don't have any Democrats shouting about care for the children. We care for the children. They don't care for the children. They care for the votes. If you really cared for the children when Trump was in office, you need to be down at the border right now and fighting for those kids and have things changed. Donna, Texas, is in Hidalgo County of Texas, down along the border, about 220 miles, I think, southwest of San Antonio, around the McAllen area, if you're familiar with any of that. So this is where they're trying to hold them as they come across the river, across the border, right from Mexico. And they don't have the space for them. And then the point that I was saying a moment ago, we do not know how many of these kids, even if we hold them for a while and then supposedly turn them over to someone that supposedly is a relative, we don't know if we're not turning them over to a den of child pedophiles that are just going to abuse these children mercilessly. Senator Cruz.
They get between $4,000 and $6,000 per person they bring across the border. We are seeing an instance of more and more young males arriving with kids. When those kids are DNA tested against those males, many of those males are not related to those kids. And what the cartels are doing is they understand the weakness and the loopholes in the Biden administration's policy. And if a young adult male, possibly a criminal, possibly a gang member, if they want to come into this country, all they have to have is a kid. And so we're seeing the cartel members renting kids, renting babies, renting little children. Of course, many of those kids then are physically abused or sexually abused.
And there's no doubt that happens. There's no doubt that happens. And in some cases, they're not bothering to rent a child. They're kidnapping a child. Or they're just flat paying a family. Pay them $200, $100. I don't know what they're paying, but basically the family in Mexico that's suffering, they got a lot of kids anyway, they give one of their children to the drug cartel. Now, they might actually think in their mind, they might, this person will help my child get to the U.S., and then they can stay in the U.S., and then maybe we can join them later. Would you take your child and turn your child over? Someone says, I'm going to take them on a 2,000-mile journey. Let's say a 500-mile journey, and I'll watch over them. Would you do that? Would you just turn your child over, even if you want a better life for them? Of course you wouldn't. And the smugglers know that. And as you heard Senator Cruz say, they continue to do it. That's why we got so many kids showing up. They get them close to the border and then let them go ahead on their own, because then they'll get in. Or they pose to be an adult with them, and DNA testing finds out, nah, they're not related. And, of course, what about this transparency? Remember last week Biden saying we're going to be transparent? We'll let everybody look at the cages? No. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Will you commit to allowing journalists to have access to the facilities that are overcrowded moving forward?
I will commit when my plan very shortly is underway to let you have access to not just them, but to other facilities as well.
Be able to have access to the facilities. We've obviously been allowed to be inside one, but we haven't seen the facilities in which children are packed together to really give the American people a chance to see that. Will you commit to transparency on this issue?
I will commit to transparency, and as soon as I am in a position to be able to implement what we're doing right now, you'll have full access to everything once we get this thing moving.
Okay. Just to be clear, how soon will that be, Mr. President?
I don't know, to be clear.
That was his statement the other day, President Biden. I'll be clear for you. You will get access by the time we sanitize it, and when we say you were darn good and ready, you can come. Until then, we will do everything to block you. Even Senator Cruz and his delegation that went down to the border the other day were denied bringing a news crew in with them. They would not let him take a news crew in, so the senator and others began to take pictures with their cell phones. And then a worker at the camp, at one of the detainee camps, or as they call them, reception centers, started getting in front of the senator, trying to block the shot. Listen to the exchange as he talked to that person.
So you work for the commissioner, your senior advisor. You were hired 2 weeks ago, and you're instructed to ask us to not have any pictures taken here.
Please respect the people,
because the political leadership at DHS does not want the American people to know it.
Please don't treat the people.
You're right, and this is a dangerous place.
Please don't treat the people.
And your policies,
like this.
Unfortunately, are trying to hide them. I understand.
That's
you were instructed. When 18 senators came down here,
I ask you to please respect the people. Give them dignity and respect.
I respect them, and I want to fix this situation.
We all want to fix
this. The administration you're working for is responsible for these conditions.
Your administration is responsible. He's absolutely right. And, of course, Biden's been getting a lot of support from the leftist media. They're trying to just hide it, make it go away. They're not pushing for demands to get in. In fact, a week ago, Axios published an article, Border Crisis Not As Bad As 2019, for now. That's the way they edited. And, of course, 2019, who was in charge? That would be, oh, yeah, Trump. And it says in their article, the Biden administration is avoiding 2019's never-before-seen levels of family migration so far. And then the story began to fall apart. And in fact, Sunday, Axios had to put out, and here's the headline for them, scoop, kids' border surge expected to last 7+ months. Right, now they're acknowledging it. And then they went on to say, under current policies, we're facing unheard numbers of migrant kids illegally crossing the border this fiscal year from 159,000 to 184,000. Do you think they're finally getting around to bothering and looking at it and covering it? Not really. Not really. They just couldn't stand by their story more, so they had to put something up. The Department of Homeland Security admits it's expecting from 500,000 to 800,000 crossing the border this fiscal year in family groups. That does not include just children coming on their own. The Axios report also had noted that in 2014, the Obama administration struggled to care for just 69,000 kids. I just told you, now they're expecting, according to their scoop, the border surge will continue for 7 more months and look for 184,000 kids to come across. But you don't see the left-wing media, the state-controlled media, stepping forward to do any coverage. No, you know what they were doing? They had a chance to talk to Biden yesterday. Yesterday, they caught him on the tarmac in Delaware. So they started asking questions. You want to hear one of the questions? A reporter shouted, "Mr. President, what are you giving up for Lent?" Biden kind of laughed along with the reporters. "Well, I gave up all sweets for Lent. You know how hard it is for me." And one reporter had a good follow-up question. "What's the first sweet you're looking forward to having?" These are actual questions, my friend. And the answer from Biden is ice cream. Jen Psaki has admitted that, yes, they have a freezer full of ice cream for the president in the White House. Probably not as special as Nancy Pelosi's, but they have it. And she said, "I know all of you want to know also what his favorite flavor is. Chocolate chip." Now, don't you feel really informed by the state-controlled media covering things of real value for you? Ignoring these kids on the border, ignoring the COVID coming in our country while we're told to expect it to get worse, and they're going to be blamed for it, or it should be. John LaBoutière coming up. Don't miss him.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable. But we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed. And at the same time, will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER. Or you can check their website, rottler.com. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. It's always fun to have this next guest, John LaBoutière, former U.S. Congressman from New York, author of the book Harvard Hates America. And John is a Reaganite, not a Trump supporter, but he brings a lot of candid talk and response. John, welcome aboard again, sir.
And do you, hello, Larry, and do you know that the man singing that song was in this house repeatedly in the summer of 1988? That's Mick Jagger. And in the summer of 88, the Stones were getting ready for the Steel Wheels Tour.
Yeah.
And they rented the Nassau Coliseum, which is 15 minutes from where I live here in Long Island. And they rented it to rehearse for the tour. And they all rented houses around near where I live. And my cousin said, you know, come over to our house, which is has a lot of land. And Mick would come over here and work out. And before you know it, he's here for lunch with my mother. And then he brings his children over here for lunch on a Sunday. And he was here a lot. And he was a very nice guy. And if I had to guess privately, he's a Republican, even though he's English. He's a conservative guy. He's a straight guy. Works out, very self-disciplined. It's an interesting thing.
That is. I mean, and you know, there are a lot of rockers that are like that. They really are conservative in many of their views, or at least they're more independent. They're not locked down left on the other side.
Alice Cooper.
I was getting ready to say, another example. Yeah, this is perfect, yeah.
Yeah, he guy plays golf every day.
Right.
I mean, how many, you don't think a rock star is playing golf.
Oh, I've seen some of them. When I lived on a golf course here, he would often come out whenever he was in town. And, he's a pretty good golfer, too, by the way. So, this issue in front of us, first of all, would you call it a crisis at the border, or do you think it's just, it's routine, nothing to worry about?
I'd say it's a crisis. I think it's a crisis for everybody involved. Obviously, our ICE and Border Patrol people are overwhelmed with this thing. We don't have the housing to put 18,000 kids and more coming all the time. What are we going to do with them? Of course, it's a crisis. It's not a national crisis the way COVID is, but or has been, but it is a crisis, and it has to be dealt with.
Well, and since you brought up COVID, you do know that many that are being checked are found to have COVID. Let's say minimum 10%. They can't do anything. They can't hold them. They just have to let them go. And how many we don't know are getting through. Mexico just upped their figures, admitting they have underreported deaths by 60%. So a lot of COVID is probably coming across the border. Yet we're in this nation. We're told you got to lock up, keep a mask on.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to have to get this squared away. Now, the Biden administration did, two Fridays ago, reach an agreement with Mexico for Mexico to keep more of these people on their side of the border.
That's kind of what Trump had in place, right?
Yeah, and they didn't say it's linked, but it is, which is suddenly we're lending, which means giving, 2.5 million doses of AstraZeneca to Mexico.
Well,
I'm sure that's a payoff to them. I mean, it's legal, but it's a deal.
Yeah, well,
you
sure,
keep more of
sure.
these refugees over there.
So
you know, what really ought to happen, and I've said this for several administrations, is we got to go, and you want to build a wall. Not you, but I mean, people talked about a wall. The wall needs to be built on the southern border of Mexico. That's where the problem is.
And Trump did push for that. Remember that? And they did enforce they started enforcing their southern border more.
But not much. Not much.
Well, but they were doing it.
And I'm not blaming.
Right.
Well, they weren't. Because in 2018, halfway through his term, he's railing about the caravan coming
right.
up through Mexico.
Right.
So that's where you choke it off, is on the southern border of Mexico with Central America and stop them from coming in. And beyond that, as they're going to do, try to do something with those three governments of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador to stop what's driving all these people out of their country. It's a desperate situation.
Well, Pelosi said the other day that's all escalated again because Trump took money back away from them. And he said, yes, I did, because we're sending it down there. It doesn't look like it's getting to the people. And now here's James Carafano with Heritage Foundation wrote a piece for Fox the other day, and basically was pointing out that Trump's border policy wasn't partisan. It was realistic. And I'm thinking right now the Biden administration has realized, even though all these executive orders to do away with the stay in Mexico policy and, you know, start putting money in areas that Trump had said you should do it here but not there, that they've got to figure out how we're going to spin this to make it look like it's the Biden administration's idea when it's basically going to be what Trump had in place.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's true. But the one thing that Biden is not going to do that Trump did is he's not going to separate families. And if a family comes in,
they're coming in separate.
They're not take. No, well, that's different.
Yeah.
If parents down in El Salvador say to the little kid, you're going to walk up to America on your own with a caravan with people, that's them deciding to do it.
But you're right.
That's not what happened with the Trump administration. You have a mother and a baby coming across the border, and Border Patrol snatches the baby away from the mother.
John,
are you kidding me?
Did you know
that's not right?
Did you know that mother was actually the woman was really the mother of the child? Did you know that?
Well, I don't know.
Well, of course they didn't. They had no way of knowing. So they were wanting to do DNA. They wanted to separate
them. That's not baloney. This was Jeff Sessions' policy enunciated very clearly.
Because you don't put. They did rearrange
people from coming.
Yes,
They wanted to be harsh and cruel sounding to scare people from coming up here.
But
and make an example out of these people. And that sounds great on paper.
But
when it's
John,
taking a baby away from a mother, it's not right. And putting some baby in some cave somewhere, are you kidding me?
Well, now,
insane.
And of course, using the same.
Sleeping in a dirty diaper?
The same facility,
America?
The same facility Obama's used. But aside from that, we have to, if we're going to protect the kids, you got to make sure that the person bringing them is their relative or has something to do with them. And yes, they did revise that because of the outcry from the left that it's so inhumane. Where is the left now? Where are they now, though?
Everybody was outraged over that.
All right. Where's the outrage now with as Senator Cruz showing some of the pictures? He said some of these, quote, cages now that are plexiglass or plastic, they're at 1,500% capacity. Where's the outrage now for these kids?
Well, I think there is. I think that's why we're talking about it. But I think they're moving fast to take over things like the Dallas Convention Center.
They did do
and
that.
And put boys in there. And they're looking for capacity to put these people in the good place. I saw a thing where they're in bunk beds, four kids in a room. It was exactly like when I went to boarding school.
Yeah.
And they have clothes and they have.
That was what the Biden administration allowed. That was what Biden's administration allowed.
Fine.
Where's the transparency with all these others? But John, contrast that picture to what Cruz and the other senators and congressmen have been showing of these kids on the floor with these emergency blankets over them.
Yeah, the aluminum blankets.
Right. I mean, that's a far cry from your bunk bed.
It's
probably better. Probably better than what they left.
Listen, I didn't write the story, okay? But the story that I have read, and you should have read it, it was published last week, is what went on in December. Trump is president. There's supposed to be a transition going on.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden people and the Trump people in the Homeland Security transition are both talking to each other about this caravan of kids coming up through Mexico. And the Biden people tell the Trump people who are in power, what are you going to do about this thing? And what did the Trump people do? They took the money out of the program with a month to go and didn't do a thing to prepare for January 20th.
So
January 20th comes and Biden takes over. And what has he got? He's got no transition, no infrastructure ready for this influx. And the Trump people tried to screw it up.
If that's true, then you're going to blame Trump for all of it. And Biden,
Him for all of it. But on that one, when you're in power, it's on you. So up till January 20th, they saw this caravan coming. They weren't prepared for it.
All right. So let's put it on Biden now. What are they doing about it? The first thing he did was strike down that you must remain in Mexico while we adjudicate your plan, your plea, and that's been thrown out the window, and everything else, and open border policy.
I think they're trying to put that back.
And how are they going to spend it?
What he said in the press conference the other day was, "I'm not going to let children rot in the desert or wherever. They're children, and we're going to take care of them."
And he hasn't been to the border
America,
yet.
If America, it doesn't matter if he goes to the border.
Yeah,
what the hell's the president at the border?
Nothing any more than going to a disaster zone.
Staff and the policy.
But if Trump had never gone, they would criticize him. But John is always so invigorating.
I'm sure Biden will go. But
yeah, at some point,
you know,
if they got ice cream down there. Hey, John, as always, I appreciate it. You're a great
okay,
guest.
Larry.
All right, John Labugier.
Talk to you soon.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Always an engaging conversation, right, folks? You can't deny that. All right, we'll take a break, and we come back. A personal story regarding COVID, and some people are asking, "What now, Larry?" That story's still to come.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, ooh, they point the cannon at you. Now, it ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So I told you earlier that we have a report out of Mexico that they have underreported the number of deaths in Mexico reference COVID by 60%. Now they're supposedly admitting 320,000 deaths in Mexico, and assuming that's a correct number, 320,000 deaths in Mexico would make Mexico the country with the second highest death rate. And how many are coming across our border from Mexico, either being Mexican citizens or from Central America, traveling through Mexico for weeks to get to our border? And we've already had reports repeatedly that when we do take some tests, we're finding in one case, one bus station, something like 10 to 12% of those tested were positive. They can't hold them on that. They let them go, just say, you know, you need to go somewhere in quarantine. And the number of kids flooding across right now, they're way behind trying to test. Well, you don't know what they've got there. And yet in this nation, we're told you must continue what you've been doing. And Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday on Face the Nation said it was premature to pull back on things like wearing masks and social distancing. There's no social distancing in these camps where these kids are being held at this point. And the state of Texas, like the state of Florida, they did lift a mask mandate. And I'm afraid that many folks are kind of hoping that Texas and Florida has an explosion of COVID cases and blame it on the governors for lifting the mask mandate. I would say before you do that, you need to see how many illegals are coming into your state through the Biden policies and how many of them brought the COVID in. But we don't want to have just a blame game. We got to stop there. One of the CDC directors, the CDC director herself, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said, I'm worried about we might see infections jump, travel is up, we might see surges. So she's saying it might happen just because of travel, and it might. Where are you on either getting a vaccination or not? Now, Biden just today announced that 90% of adults will be eligible to get a vaccine within the next 3 weeks and have a vaccination site within 5 miles of where they live. That's what he's saying. He said, for the vast majority, you won't have to wait until May 1. You'll be eligible for your shot April 19. He's also dropping the age for getting it, I believe, to 16. That at 16 and up, you can start getting the COVID vaccinations and so forth. Now, the point is, will you? I have told you repeatedly, I don't plan on doing it. That's been my plan, and I've stated that. I just, first of all, I don't think I'm in direct jeopardy. I feel fine, and I'm sure there are folks that might have a greater need than me. They might even be younger than me, but if they have a greater need, then by all means them. But then an incident happened over the weekend. A very, very close relative, about 11 days ago, went into the hospital with COVID, and in the process they found out he also had diabetes. I don't know if that's going to be a complicating factor or not. They treated him, he got released. Then he had to go back in again because he wasn't breathing well. And they didn't want to put him on a ventilator. They got his oxygen back up and they went home again. And then he had to go back. And they had him on a CPAC apparently at the time because they didn't want to use a ventilator. And then Friday morning or overnight Friday, they had to move him into ICU or sometime early Friday. And then the next call I got is that he's gone. In his low 60s, good health, eats right, but COVID took him. And so folks who know me and what I've been saying and are aware of that story, we're asking, now what are you going to do, Larry? Now, do you think it's a good idea to get the vaccine? Well, again, I want to tell you, you need to do what you think is best for you and your family. But I did have to make a promise to one of my daughters who said, you've got to go get one. You must. And she made me promise. And I can't break the promise to the daughter, so I will at some point. I don't know when. And she's saying, look, you have... Some years ago, I had one kidney taken out. They thought it might be cancerous. It wasn't, but I had just one kidney. And I have had breathing problems a couple years ago. And she insisted, Dad, go get it. Well, I'm going to do it based on what my daughter wants and I promised. You should do the same. Do what you think you need to be doing. And we're mourning the loss of a close family member. And he and his wife had gone to church one day and walked in and saw in their church where they live, many of the people weren't wearing a mask, so they turned around and left. But then he apparently met with some of the men later for a Bible study, and no one was wearing a mask in. They don't know if that's where he got it or not. You have to be vigilant and be aware. And yes, if you're really at a high risk, you certainly need to be. He's not anyone I would consider a high risk, either by age or health either. Exercise your precautions. Do what you think you need to do. And yes, I am foreseeing the mask mandate. We've got to get out from some of these restrictions and everything, but we still have to be cautious. Take care of yourself and your family. As always, we appreciate your listening. And of course, we'll be back tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.